Blog Talk Radio. when I was broken.
Travis Green and Stephanie Gretchen. Amen.
There's a story
Next song is going to be fixed by the Brown Boys. It is Jenkins.
I'm not afraid to die. want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Thyroid. Okay, I won't know in a couple weeks.
I did not hear about that. I hope everything's going well for you.
Yeah, it's going good so far.
Oh, I mean, I didn't expect you to start picking up calls. I was waiting for the message. If you want to leave me on the line as well with you, I'd love to listen to the message with you. Maybe I can try and
okay.
Be kind of like a I'd love to be like a co-host for you tonight.
Oh, yeah, you can be my co-host tonight, Jeff. Okay, that'd be great.
Sounds wonderful, Kenny. Go ahead with the message. Let's praise be to God. Let's get going with this.
Okay, here we go. Okay, the message is exit from Egypt. And it's taken from Exodus chapter 12, verses 31 and 40, and Exodus chapter 13. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Rise and go out from among my people, both you and your children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also." And the Egyptians urged the people they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We shall all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, and had their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes and their shoulders. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from the Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A mixed multitude went up with them also, and the flocks and herds a great deal of livestock. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and cannot wait, nor had they prepared provisions for themselves. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt 430 years. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and beast, it is mine." And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for the strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out of this place. No loaven bread shall be eaten on this day you are going out in the month Abib, and shall be with the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites and Hittites, Amorites and Hivites and Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you should keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen, nor shall leaven be seen on your quarters. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, 'This is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt.' And that shall be a sign to you on your hand, and a memorial between your eyes. The Lord's law may be in your mouth, for the strong hand of the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. So therefore keep this ordinance." And
bless you, my God. Yeah, you like that. Amen.
The Lord brings you into Canaan as he swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you. And you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the womb, that is every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have. The male shall be the Lord's, but every firstborn of a donkey shall be deemed with a lamb. And if you want to deem him, he shall break his neck. And the firstborn of man among your sons shall be redeemed. So it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What is this?' You shall say to him, 'By strength of the hand of the Lord, Egypt, it came to pass when stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. The Lord that opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeemed. It shall be on your hand as a promise between your eyes. Thank the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Then it came to pass that
Dirty whore.
By the way of the land of Israel. Although that was near for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God
changed their minds. I lost my load from you.
Let's see. And the children of Israel went up to the orderly right of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under Solomon. And saying, God will visit you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped in Edom at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He did not take away from the Amen. And I hope this reading was a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
that was a wonderful message.
Thank you. Okay.
What passage was that from, Kenny? What passage was that from?
Say what?
Where was that message from?
From Exodus. Okay, the Bible.
Oh.
Okay,
I thought I'd heard it before, and I was kind of curious about it. But no, that was a very good one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Cooper Jeff. Now we're going to do an altar call.
Kenny.
Okay,
right, let's
if you're out there, you can ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Okay, you can have him tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking.
No longer will
I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God. And then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. We pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, I'll take you on.
Press
you
that 1 key, guys. Come on and
to
talk
Lord.
To Cobra Jeff and pass the 10.
Yes, Cobra Jeff.
That's right. It's getting these call. Let's get these callers on. Let's spread the word of Christ.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Well,
amen.
Got,
let's, you know,
got callers,
and
Cobra
guys,
Jeff.
I want to say something. I really want to say something. Guys, could we please keep it clean tonight? You know, it's a very important night for some of us, and we just want to keep it clean. Let's keep it PG and respectful, guys. Please. Amen.
Amen. Yes, let's keep it PG and respectful. Amen. Let's take some callers here, Kobe Jeff. Let's see who we got. 111. You're on. Okay,
that is just uncalled for.
Yep. It surely is. That was Richard Hopper. Okay, they call him Dickie. Let's try another one. 111.
Seaman.
Okay. Let's try another one. Okay. A bunch of echo callers. I don't know what's going on here, Cobra Jeff. Let's try another one.
Hello there, Mr. Fishman. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know who this is?
No, I know who this is. This is that guy from that one movie. Isn't this the guy who played Smokey and the Bandit.
No, you're talking about Reynolds. He passed away 2 years ago.
No, don't bullshit me. Who is this?
Yeah, he passed away. He passed away. But anyways, I want to just let you know I'm running for a campaign for 2024. I want to know if you guys got my vote. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Oh,
Trump got my vote all day long,
man. Okay, Donald J. Trump. Glad to have you on my show. How you been?
Glad I heard you. I've been doing okay, you know, with all the indictments. But it's just a witch hunt. But the one that told me about your show was Paula White. So here I am listening.
All right. Sounded great. Glad to have
if you could kindly put me on mute, Mr. Trump. Thank you. If you could kindly put me on mute, sir.
Okay, will do, sir. God bless you. All righty. Got another call here, 111. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Caller. Caller, you're on the air.
I guess they don't want to say anything.
Caller, please don't waste our time. I mean, this is a very serious show. You know, this subject is very important, especially to me. You know, I sometimes teach this subject at my local community college. So you guys taking a joke of this is really starting to upset me.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Fishman, what do you mean by Pharaoh saying he was propping loads?
Say what?
You said Pharaoh was propping loads.
I think you're taking this out of context. Okay, he dropped. Well, anyway, so what do you think, Gilbert? Do you have to play some more music?
I think we should, if you got one or two more callers, I think you should try one more.
Okay, let's try it. 111, you're on here. Oh, okay, let's try another one. 111, you're on air.
Hello, good evening. This is Mike Hunt, and a big hello to Cobra Jeff and Ken. How are you guys this evening?
Oh, very
I'm doing
good.
Great.
How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad, guys. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but both of you guys are Dallas Cowboys fans, right?
I know I am, Mike, and I'm surprised you remember that.
Yeah, I remember. You guys were. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talk football when this time of year rolls around, and you guys think they're going to make the playoffs this year?
No, I do not.
I hope so.
I'll be honest. No, I do not, Mike. I don't believe they will be making the playoffs. This year, I put my money on the Buffalo Bills.
All right. Yeah, I think they got
a
shot.
And I hate the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, you know, while I'm on here, I just wanted to mention to Pastor Ken that please give Pastor Veal another shot. At least give him 2 minutes on the air or 5 minutes on the air.
You know what?
So
you know what? Mike, since you're talking about this, and I'm going to just interrupt you, and I'm sorry about this because I can be the voice of reason. I kind of heard what was going on, and Kenny, I got to admit, even I would like to hear from Pastor Veal and try to smooth these things out. So I'm going to open the invite. If Pastor Veal is around, I'd like to bring him on and try to make work this thing out for you guys. And I know you do that as a favor for me because, you know, we're very good friends, you know, and I'd love to just kind of put everything behind everybody. So if we can get Pastor Veal on, that would be fantastic.
Pastor Veal is with us tonight. He's in the queue. I see his number. Okay. I'll bring him on after I take some more callers. Okay? Let's see, 111.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, this is Beanie.
Hey, what's up, Beanie?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I was in jail for a while.
Oh, what happened?
I got pissed off at some transgender, man. They were shaking their junk in front of kids, you know, so I had to, you know, they got me for assault and battery. I had a bat with me. I had a bat with me, and I hit the dude in his junk. He was shaking his junk right in front of these kids, man, you know? This was during the gay pride, you know, and there were some gays that were there for me too, you know. They were like going, yeah, get that pedal, you know. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry,
I had to go deal with my friends. What's going on? Sorry.
The gay community, they're tired of all this transgender crap, man.
And people don't want to get me going on that. And, you know, no disrespect to Kenny, because Kenny, you know, I love you. But we all know that Cobra Jeff is not a fan of anybody that is not white and straight. It's the truth, and it sucks, and I apologize. But I agree, this whole transgender shit needs to stop. You know, I personally know a couple transgenders, and I think they are an abomination and immoral. And I think it's disgusting.
I mean, I can't say that to be true. Okay.
Kenny, let me tell you a little bit of a story, and you can kind of, not that you're going to relate, but you may understand where I'm coming from. So, and not all transgenders are this way, but this is how I took it. She had a niece named Layla. And I'm just changing names up a little bit, you know. And then after a couple years, now she has a nephew named Jace. So I was there for the whole transitioning into the transgender thing, which I thought was completely fucked up. And made a comment one year. It was around Veterans Day. And made a comment that she was all got to be politically correct, was all pissed off because veterans and military members get a couple special days a year, and this was before the whole Pride Month thing, and that the transgender and gay communities only get a couple days compared to the veterans. And he said this knowing that, A, most of you know, I am a veteran who did serve our country, so I kind of got a little upset over that little thing comment, and, you know, after that, you know, things were never good with me and that family again. So I'm not a big fan of trannies. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
I was trying to be not disrespectful at all. I was respectful, but like I said, maybe not all trannies are that way, but, you know, probably most of them are.
All right. Well, let's bring on Pastor Veal and see what he has to say.
Let's bring on Pastor Veal. Let's get this thing here.
Okay. Pastor Veal, is that you?
Yes, it is me. Ken, I can only talk for a short time. You can probably hear that I'm in the shower, taking a little shower here. But, Ken, my lawyers will be in contact with you.
Hold on, Pastor Veal, and let me chime in first. Let's keep it respectful and PG. You know, I did open this up for him to want to answer your questions and take your calls. So please, out of respect for me, please be a little bit respectful to him.
Well, he hasn't been respectful because I've been waiting in the queue since the beginning of the show, and he's afraid to take my call.
Oh, okay,
no,
I know, but I'm asking to be respectful to me.
I'm waiting for two hours.
To not be not me. So say your grievance. Amen. God bless. Be godly.
Here's my piece, and then I have to hang up. I own GRM. BBF owns GRM. Everybody knows this. It's signed. It's notarized. We've got it on paper. And Pastor Kenny Fish over here, as I like to call him, Kenny Fishy, he's a little fishy, has been refusing to acknowledge this signed contract that I own GRM and has continued to broadcast and refused my position of coffee boy that we so eloquently gave him. And Rosemary so eloquently gave him to come work at my ministry. And he spit in the face of BBF. He spit in the face of Rosemary. And I can't believe he's doing this.
Okay, well,
why don't you sell me GRM?
GRM is mine. It will always be mine. It will never be yours. So goodbye, Pastor Beal. Okay, you hung up. Okay.
You know, Kenny, I apologize for that. I thought he would have been a little more reasonable and respectful. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I really, really am. Shame on him.
Shame on him. Let's get another caller here. It's area code 647. Let's bring him on and see what he has to say. Hello.
Oh, what's good, Kent? This is Papa Squat.
Papa Squat, how's it going?
Oh, it's all right. I was just
welcome to GRM 3.0 with Cobra Jeff. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, it was my first call here.
That's your first call. I think I've never heard your voice before. Well, welcome, welcome. What's on your mind tonight with Cobra and Kenny?
A few pills, but I was just wondering what Ken's stance on shock collars are, like on use for humans. I know he's
Kenny,
a little crazy.
If you have any experience, Kenny, you know, chime in. I mean, I have some experience with shock collars, and I'd love to share with the caller, but he asked you.
Well, I really don't know too much about shock collars because I don't deal with them. But what do you actually mean, Papa Squat?
Well, I've just been feeling a little guilty. I was relating to, you know, it's just a little dirty. And I thought that you and Farrar had some crazy stuff going on with, I heard about the crate thing. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard some things.
No,
well,
I mean,
I'm not judging
true.
If it is. It's a non-issue if it's not true. Okay.
That's all rumors, caller. Don't believe that. That's all rumors.
Okay.
You know, your question about shock collars, I mean, Kenny, if you don't mind, I'll chime in about shock collars.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, some of you don't know this. I had a wild side a few years ago, and shock collars were used a lot of times in some of my videos, and my friend used to love them, actually. You know, it's used as a sign of obedience, where if she would not do as I told, you know, she got the buzzer, you know, and they were very, very fun to deal with. If you're looking for one, I would deeply, deeply recommend the Shock Collar Hoe Brawler 2.0. It's really an amazing device.
Oh. I see. Well, I already have one. I could get another, but it's a really expensive profession.
Money is not a problem when it comes to your satisfaction, my friend. Let me tell you that. And there's nothing like these girls like than to be dominated. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying. Get you some of that. Woo! Sorry, I have my book amount of cocaine right now. Sorry. Woo!
I mean, if you say so, man, yeah. Woo. I'm just surprised Ken is so tight-lipped here.
I really don't know anything about it.
How much
you know?
Excited is his asshole?
Hey, it's true. Okay, I can't talk on something I don't know.
You have no experience in any of that stuff?
No.
Come on, Ken. Okay, well, thanks, Pastor. What was that you cut out?
Say what?
You cut out for a second. What was that?
I said, thanks very much, Papa Squat, and God bless you.
God bless you, Ken. Take care.
Thank you. All righty. Well, we got some more callers here on the line. Let's take him and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
GRM is mine, okay? GRM is mine.
Okay, another fake Pastor Ken. Okay, let's try 111 again.
Hello, this is Patrick Giacomo. I'm a lawyer for Pastor Veal, and I understand that you're in violation of the contract that we wrote up a while ago. You were in my office, downtown San Antonio. You signed the contract, notarized with Pastor Veal. E-Doc, you signed. You owe him money. This is a call to let you know we're taking you to small claims court for ending the show early yesterday. You must appear at the small claims court in San Antonio shortly. In fact, on the 29th. Please come down and present yourself. And, we'll hash this matter out, or we can hash it out of court.
Hello? People still there?
There's no court. I ain't going to court, so goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
We want Veal. We want Veal. We want Veal. We want Veal.
I'm not a big fan of Veal. I'd rather have a nice steak.
We want Veal.
Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Come on, guys. Let's keep this relevant, please.
Hello, this is Fitness. Fitness, help me. I escaped the BBS compound, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Can we get a legitimate caller, please, tonight? Come on, caller. This is a serious subject. Serious. Very serious. Let's not talk about Pastor Veal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's bring on 510, which I believe is Tommy Monahan. Let's see
bring
if
on
I'm correct.
Tommy's a good man. Bring him on. Tommy is a good man.
Hey, Tommy, is that you?
It's always me, Ken. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right,
Tommy,
how are you doing?
I'm good. Real quick, Ken. So I'm working on these designs for the merch of Pastor Veal's GRN, and I'm working on a design for a coffee mug, and the subtitle right next to the logo says, Kenny made this coffee for me. Do you approve? Or should I also say, Kenny made this, just short and sweet.
You can go with Kenny made this. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's very good, Tommy. I mean, that's. I'd love to see that design sometime.
Yeah,
I
sure.
I hope you send me a coffee cup.
Yeah, sure. Because, you know, I got to go through Pastor Veal to see if he approves of it, you know. But it's good that Ken also approves of it because, you know, he has a share in GRM. So, but, yeah, we're working on
T-shirts.
So how
much equity does Pastor Veal own, actually? Does he own, what, like 70% or 20% or what's the breakup of that equity?
I'm not too sure the percentage, but I think I did check the copyright website, and it's not just Pastor Veal that completely owns it. His entire ministry owns GRM, but the percentage, I cannot give you a number on that one.
So, Kenny, how do I get in on like getting a couple shares of GRM? I'd love to be a part owner as well. I mean, let's face it. I mean, no one's better than Cobra Jeff to have some shares.
Well, I really don't know because I don't have any shares in GRM, okay? I never incorporated it.
I mean, Ken,
I'd love to help you out with that. I mean, I can make GRM a multi-million dollar program, okay? I have connections and I have the know-how, and let's face it, I have the personality to make this thing go huge. And, you know, for so long, I've sat back on the sidelines and listening to all these pastors come in and give you wrong advice. And I think it's about time you get a personality like Cobra Jeff on and help you out in the good way. You know, someone that'll defend you and someone that'll liven things up a little bit.
Oh.
I mean, I've never disrespected you, Kenny. You know that.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, think about it, Ken. Cobra Jeff has a lot of connections, like you said, and he has a lot of reach. He can help you reach to a bigger audience as well as Veal. I mean, you can allow for more segments. You can bring in, you can have interviews with more people. Hell, you can probably make some money off the show, and then it can probably send you to certain places around the world, and you'd be able to take your audience with you, you know? Like, you can live stream from other parts of the world.
Oh, okay.
I can get you some good interviews, too. You know, one of the biggest, you know who I could get you an interview with? Who actually, I was talking to this fine gentleman a couple days ago. You heard of Mitt Romney? I can get Mitt Romney on this show.
Oh. Well,
a lot of people wouldn't, you know, agree with his ideals, but I have some reach, and I'd love to get him on the program. And also, I mean, former Bills quarterback Jim Kelly as well. He's actually my uncle's friend, so I see him at all the family cookouts.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And at one point, I was actually selling him cocaine, which, let me tell you, that man can really blow. In more than one way, if you know what I mean, Danny.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right. Well, let's take some more callers here. 111. You're on here.
Can I speak to the pastor?
Yes, you can.
Where's Pastor Veal?
Oh, Pastor Veal, he left. He signed it up with his message and he quit.
He's a pastor.
Yeah, he's a pastor.
I want to speak to the pastor, GRM.
This is Pastor. Pastor in training, Cobra Jeff. How can I help you, sir?
Who's the pastor?
This is Pastor in training, Cobra Jeff. I can help you out with some questions. You don't have to worry about Pastor Veal. This is where you need me, Kenny. You know, I can come in, take control of your room, take control of these trolls, and, you know, really, you know, who better to deal with a troll than a troll, you know?
When's Pastor Veal come back?
I don't know.
He comes back around the same time Kenny turns straight, so we know that's not going to happen, so Pastor Veal ain't coming back, so sorry. Did that answer your question, caller?
What am I missing? Was he caught up in the sixth
scandal? A little slow. I hear you're from down south. They took their germs.
All right. Okay. Well, it was nice talking with you, caller. Have a good night. God bless.
Have a good night, caller. God bless.
111, you're on
the
air. Hello.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Kiki the Sebastian Trolley?
Excuse me, who?
Kiki the Sebastian Trolley.
No.
He actually had a couple videos, didn't he?
No, I'm talking about Tony. He was reciting the Ten Commandments, and he said, keep the Sebastian holy.
Which Tony are we talking about? Because there's like six of them in this community.
We're
talking about the fat one, the gay one, the straight one.
The fat one. The fat one.
Oh, the fat one? Tony G? Tony doesn't
Tony
look to do a
G.
show? Yeah, we don't talk about that man on here.
Ah, okay. That's the new rule. Okay.
No, Tony Gaga's a fat piece of shit. If he's listening, call him to a show, you asshole.
Yeah, Tony, asshole.
This is a good caller. Caller, what was your name again, caller?
My name is Frijole.
Ah, well, nice to meet you. This is Cobra Jeff, and this is Pastor Ken. Thanks for calling in.
You know, they actually called me Relio, but they call me Frijole for short.
Cornholio?
Yes.
Cornholio.
The original Cornholio.
Ah!
Oh.
That's fantastic.
is an DC card by Butthole.
Ah, ah. Do you actually know toilet paper is not very good for your bunghole? The best way is a bidet. I highly recommend anybody to buy a bidet. There's nothing like a stream going up in the heat.
You know what's not good for your butthole is Kleenex. It has sperm in it.
Kleenex has sperm in it? No, caller. It does not. I don't know where you're getting that info from, but that's not true.
That's what I heard.
No, you heard wrong. Sorry. Move on.
Okay.
All right. Let's take another call here. 111. You're on here. Hello.
111.
111, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Grover, is this you, Grover?
Yes, caller. How can I help you?
I'd like to request four of them coffee cups with the Pastor Ken logo or the GRM. I'd like to request four of them. You take Bitcoin?
Yes, we do.
No, we don't take Bitcoin.
Is this Brad from San Francisco?
No.
Sound a little colored. Is that true? Are you colored?
I'm a Negro, but I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want you to know who I am. I got Bitcoin.
Ah, Bitcoin.
Hi, Grover.
Who is this fat fag?
Mad all day. Just stole my lawnmower out my fucking backyard.
What happened?
Stole my lawnmower.
Who did?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck?
Everybody's still broke. I'm fucking broke, man.
What the fuck? We should be able to see that. All right, I'll be in touch tomorrow.
Where's that fat fag?
Hey, Grover, how you been?
Oh, is this Grover Washington?
His name Grover.
Yes, it is.
How do you know?
Because I know your voice.
I ain't coughed yet. I ain't Grover. Where's that fat boyfriend of yours?
Oh, I'm around.
Oh, is this Tony Ott?
Why do you hang up on Veal? Bring back Veal.
I didn't hang up on Veal. He hung up himself.
You ought to be kind to him. He owns your show.
He doesn't own nothing.
Got any Veal t-shirts? GRM Veal t-shirts?
Yeah. Do you like black or white?
We like white.
Black.
We all like white.
Yeah, right. I like them black and white cookies. They got them in New York City, the black and white cookies.
What's your shirt say?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Where's that fat aid station?
People here enjoying, baby.
Bring on the guy with AIDS, the fat one.
He doesn't have AIDS,
Jeff
Grover.
This
ain't
Grover.
Yeah, it is.
Why ain't he talking?
Let's get into a message here. Okay, this is a prophetic word for today.
Hallelujah.
With Keith Holden, you will be able to listen to the show. You are now in the host queue.
Okay, enough of that. Okay, let's get back into the word. Okay? The pharaohs in his life and the spirit of the world were always expected to make bricks without straw, to labor all your life with nothing to show for it. That is not my plan for you. The silver is mine, the gold is mine. The trees of the field from which the currencies of the earth are printed belong to me, and it is my good pleasure to remunerate and stipend your life. No more waiting on some ephemeral false hope to make your ship come in. Act now in wealth consciousness, for the wealth of the world is laid up for all those who connect with and partner with the reality of my lordship, even over these mundane things. So keep sowing, says God. Wait patiently for the fruit of your faithfulness. The seed of your faith believing will come out of the burdened soil you have planted it in. Don't dig it up to check on it. Just rest. Rest in faith. Rest in the cruelty of my promise. The harvest is great. The storehouse will be full. Your wine presses will overrun. The souls are coming in abundance, and I would that you serve me without distraction or lack of not having enough. So reject the poverty mentality. Poverty has become a religious idol tearing it down. I place no premium on that. Not enough. I am the God who is more than enough, and more than enough is what I have for you. So believe it. Accept it as your portion this day, says God. And this message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. God bless. All righty. Okay. Okay, let's take another caller here. 101, you're on the air. Okay. Enough of that. Okay. Well, we guess we have no more callers. Okay. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, and his kinfolk. Okay, wish him the best. Okay, give a shout-out to Mike Kant, October Jeff, Ashley, Tony Farrar, Gavin Moorhead, Papa Squat. Okay, Pastor Veal even. Give a shout-out to him. Give a shout-out to Ted Gunderson. Okay. Let's take some, we got some more calls here. Let's just take
shout
a few.
Shout out to Portfolio.
Okay. Try another one. 101.
Hey, this is Grover Washington. This is Grover Washington calling in for the first time. How are you?
I'm doing great, Grover. How are you?
Yeah, this is my first call tonight. What you guys been up to?
Not so much, brother.
I heard you got some GRM VL t-shirts. Can I get a couple?
We don't have any t-shirts.
We're going to open up pre-orders in September.
I want to get one for Tony Gaga. Do you have a 4XL?
We can make that happen. Do you think we should make them in pink?
That's for Tony Farrar. Tony Farrar wear them if he can fit his tits inside of them.
I don't have tits, ignorant.
I'm not. This is Grover Washington.
I know who it is.
I got the COPD.
God punished you for something you did.
Probably for sucking dick and getting AIDS.
Probably.
Hey, Grover, how'd you get that COPD, man?
I used to smoke cigars and cigarillos. I never smoked a cock.
That's not what we heard.
Unlike Farrar.
Well, usually to be gay, that's what you have to do. So, yeah, duh.
But I ain't no gay. And when I buy those shirts, yeah, can I use Bitcoin? I got Bitcoin.
Of course.
Take Dogecoin. You have Ethereum.
We can make that happen.
Let's take calls.
Okay, you got another call here. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can I put on Lost and Found?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Okay. Enough of Grover. He's echoing there. Okay. Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you all my callers. Okay, tonight. Okay, God bless you. Okay, love you all. Have a great night. And see you again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen.
And Pat Tony do a show.